prior to that, we were sending significant volumes of high-value products out of the Beale to Russia to two long-term customers that we've had there for probably 14 or 15 years.
And was that a significant impact on the business when that ban was put in place earlier this year?
It wasn't a significant total impact on the business, but it was an impact on the return on the Vealers in that those products probably had a movement of $4 to $5 a kilo in their value to what we'd been writing into the Russian market. And if you look at that across a body, it'd be probably to the extent of $40, $50 a head.
How much were you counting on that ban being lifted?
Well, obviously we were looking forward to the ban being lifted because our customers over there require the product and they were looking forward to it being lifted as well. I wouldn't say we're totally counting on it. The business is here. We have a cross-section of customers, but every customer is important.
In the meantime, what kind of conversations have you been having with your customers in Russia about when you might be able to start supplying them again?
Well, the customers in Russia don't know any more than we do. They're people going about their everyday business trying to service their customers. I guess there is from the political standpoint, they're just along for the ride like we are.
In your dealings with Russia, what kind of reputation does Australian beef have over there?
Well, our Russian customers have a very very good view of the Australian product that they buy, and their customers are the same. They look for the product. So, it's impacting them as much as it impacts us.